We've reported quite a bit on human trafficking here at KUOW. Washington is one of the top states as far as proactive efforts to deal with the issue. For example, we were the first state to pass a law that makes human trafficking illegal. This year, lawmakers are considering a new bill. It expands on the law that was passed 2 years ago. This bill would help victims clear their records of any prostitution convictions. KUOW's Sarah Lerner joins me now to explain a little bit more. Hi, Sarah.
Hi.
So expand a bit. What would this bill do?
Well, the one that passed 2 years ago does allow victims of sex trafficking to clear their records of prostitution convictions. But if it's expanded, if that passes this year, it will let victims get multiple prostitution convictions removed instead of just one.
So why is that important?
Well, the thing is that when they're in it, it's called the life. That's the life. And they're in this coercive relationship with their pimp. And the pimp doesn't care that they've already been picked up or that they already have a trespassing charge at a certain space. They're back out on the street. That's what they've got to do. It's part of their relationship. You know, the pimp says, go to this spot, and that's it. So they're in and out of jail. I mean, that's very, very common. If they have one, they probably have several.
And why is it important to have the record cleared?
Well, you can imagine, you know, getting out of the life, how hard that would be. It's you know, been described to me by some of the people who were in it as the worst thing that you can, the hardest thing you can do. So say, you know, you finally do that, mm-hmm. and then you're trying to start your new life where you have to have all these jobs and you're applying for jobs and you have prostitution and trespassing and loitering on your record. And you have to sit down and explain to them, well, OK, here's what it is with prostitution. I'm actually was a victim and my pimp is in prison. You know, and that's we hear from someone in my story, Nicole, who explains exactly that. And that's her situation. She's got three jobs. She's going to school and she's had to sit down and explain that to people. And the people who the jobs that she's gotten are jobs because she says because people like really gave her a chance.
Let's hear from Nicole. She was a victim and she's got a pimp who's in prison right now.
Yeah.
OK, let's hear from her.
When I go after jobs, I have a criminal history. I go for job interviews. I have to sit down with these employers and explain to them, look, I was a victim in a sex trafficking case. It's really hard to get people to understand, you know, the meaning of this because they don't think victim. They think, oh, you just wanted to make a quick buck and take the lazy way out of life. They don't really understand. Girls get trapped in it.
So what's interesting is she says, you know, she's been looking for these jobs in healthcare. What she's trying to do is get a career where she can help victims like she was helped herself, like her victims advocate with the FBI helped
her. Oh, that's great.
Yeah, that's what she wants to do. And so, I mean, it's not technically a sex crime. I mean, she's not considered a sex offender, but I think she's speaking to the fact that people view it as a sex crime. And, it's really hard to sit down and have that conversation.
So let's step back a second. What does all this say about evolving laws about this and the way we as a society think about prostitution?
Well, it is really interesting because this actually points to exactly what's going on across the country. So it's not only with lawmakers and legislation, but also with law enforcement taking a victim-centered approach to prostitution. And in a lot of places, that's still really controversial. But to say, well, hey, you don't just pick up a prostitute and put her in jail, bam. You know, you have to understand the rest of it and really like training law enforcement. And so all of these bills that Washington has been very proactive on human trafficking and they've passed right and left, they're really for pimps with steeper penalties towards pimps, steeper penalties towards buyers, people who buy sex from prostitute. This is a bill specifically to help the victims. So that's why it speaks to that trend.
Mm. Fascinating how things are changing in society.
Yeah.
And I know that you will be on this.
Yeah, I'm sure that'll be a topic I'll keep covering.
Sarah Lerner reports for us here at KUOW. You can hear her story about sex trafficking tomorrow here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is The Record. I'm Marcy Silman.